From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The final report from the Romaine Task Force, started in the wake of several outbreaks traced to the lettuce, is far from over, but recommendations could come by December. According to thepacker.com, the task force, established by the United Fresh Produce Association and Produce Marketing Association, has outlined a number of steps the industry should take, many focused on water testing and irrigation. The 41-page report also focuses on traceability and the need to improve technology, key to the FDA's new era of smarter food safety campaign. After years of intense debate over GMO labeling, the bioengineered or BE labels developed by the USDA are starting to appear on products sold in grocery stores. AgriMarketing.com reports the first item to sport the new label is Impossible Foods ground beef substitute, which made its grocery store debut last month. While consumer reaction to the BE labels remains to be seen, Impossible Foods has enthusiastically defended its use of genetic engineering to produce meat substitutes. A foot-and-mouth disease outbreak may be impossible to control in the U.S. without the rapid availability of adequate supplies of vaccine. That's according to James Roth, professor at Iowa State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. Roth tells AgWeb.com, as with most insurance policies, we hope to never use it, but it's paramount that we have fast access to enough vaccine if we ever need it. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.